GOP Rep. Comer, Joe Biden was actively involved in Hunter's shady business dealings. By Jeff Poor on November 17, 2022. During Thursday's broadcast of FNC's special report, Representative James Comer, RKY, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, argued President Joe Biden was aware of his son Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. Comer told host Brett Byer it was possible that was guiding Biden administration policy. What we proved today was, first of all, Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he had no knowledge of Hunter Biden's shady business dealings, he said. Okay, that is a complete lie. He also denied having any financial benefit from Hunter Biden. What we have proven today is not only did he know about Hunter's shady business dealings with our adversaries in Ukraine, Russia, and China, but he also was going to be an active part of that. We showed an email that Hunter Biden sent to a property owner just outside of Washington, D.C., when they were nailing down office space. And he said, I need three extra keys, one for his Chinese partner, who is closely aligned with CCP, one for Jim Biden, and one for Joe Biden. So, there are also emails that show that Hunter Biden was involved, that his dad was going to be a 10% equity stakeholder, Comer continued. We know the Gillier comments and the Bob Alinsky comments that both have identified Joe Biden as being the big guy who's going to get a 10% ownership stake. So, Joe Biden was actively involved in Hunter's shady business dealings. And maybe that's why we're getting such bad policy. We learned today that one of their business propositions was to try to get China's foot in the door on the American natural gas industry. I think the American people need to know that. And is that, has that compromised this administration? In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.